Welcome back to the podcast and this bonus episode with Andrew Lippa as he answers the final five questions here on Why I'll Never Make It. He talks about his political aspirations as well as gives his best advice to us. I'm your host, Patrick Oliver Jones, and this is The Final Five. All right, here we are at the final five. So the very first question, if you could have any other job outside of the arts, what would it be?
Ever since moving to Ohio, I have felt a real passion for politics that I hadn't felt before because I am in some significant ways a minority here in a way that I wasn't in New York City. Mm. And my desire to be of help has really really grown exponentially since living here. So I do, it would not be surprising to me if I ended up running for some sort of government position, whether it be citywide, I don't know, whether it be countywide. It is something that it really interests me. So watch this space.
Well, I mean, there's a reason why there's the term political theater. I mean, they are very similar in many respects.
That's true.
Yeah. Number two, what is a bucket list role? Maybe someone you've wanted to work with. Maybe there's a material out there that you've wanted to turn into a show. Is there something that's on your bucket list?
Ever since I read it, I have wanted to turn Michael Chabon's book, The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay, into a musical.
I'm not familiar with that book. Yeah,
Pulitzer Prize winning novel. And it is what I call the American Les Mis. I think it has the potential to be, it spans a number of decades. And for a while, Scott Rudin had the rights and Scott knows that I'm interested in it. And now I believe it's becoming a TV series or a limited TV series, kind of like a mini series. Michael is listening and wants to talk to me about making it into a musical, I would have always wanted to make it into a musical and think I could make a great one.
I'll make sure he gets it. Yes. Number three, who is it that you look up to as either a mentor or someone that inspires you?
My colleague and friend, Jules Pfeiffer, who at 91 gets up every day and still has book contracts and is making, drawing and writing children's books and another graphic novel. And his daily imperative is to make art, is to create. Mm-hmm. And it is not to have anybody read it or see it or experience it or do it or for him to earn any money from it. He hopes all of those things happen, but he is driven by the imperative to make things. And Jules is an extraordinary thinker, has worked in multiple mediums. He's written screenplays, he's written plays, Pulitzer Prize finalist plays. He's written a musical with me. He's written children's books. He's illustrated things. He wrote a 44-year-long comic strip in The Village Voice. He won an Academy Award for a short film. He is an artist's artist, and I love him personally. He's like a father to me. But it's his artistry and his daily commitment to it that I completely just deeply admire.
Number four, name a lesson or trait that took you a while to learn, or maybe one that you're still working on today.
I alluded to this earlier, accepting criticism and not having it feel, it's that question about the difference between shame and guilt. Guilt says you did something wrong and shame says you are something wrong. And criticism is all often felt to me, wherever it comes from, like shame. And not that I've done something that I could do differently, but that my essential nature is one is to be eradicated, should be removed from your presence. And it's an extreme and unpleasant feeling. It's related to my childhood, as most of these things are in our lives. I work on it every day.
Yeah, I think that's something that we all have to, especially in this business, because, you know, that rejection and criticism is going to follow us no matter the successful levels we reach. It'll still follow us. Yeah, very true.
Correct.
And last one, since you already answered in our previous conversation about the best advice you've received, I'm going to flip this around. What is the best advice that you can give others, whether they're wanting to be a performer, a writer like yourself, actor?
I suppose it's very lacking in humility to suggest that this is the best advice I can give.
What is some good advice? We'll put it that way.
The advice I do give is go make your own thing. Go do your thing. You're doing it here, Patrick. You made your own podcast. You're building a brand. You made something. And there's a song I wrote in The Man in the Ceiling called I Do What I Do. And at the end, he's singing to these kids, his niece and nephew. And he says, you know, you'll be glad that you could say I did what I did when I did as a kid. I drew what I drew, brownish, green, reddish, blue. And I love my life this way. The notion that you got up and you did it. And theater is this just devastatingly difficult, expensive art form. And it involves so many people, so many opinions. It looks like it's always about, there's somebody who's got to pull everybody together and pay for everything. And my contention to artists at every level is, no, call somebody you admire and say, hey, do you want to make this thing with me? And we will find a way to make it. And, you know, that passion for just do it, just make it, just if it's good, people will come to you. And I believe that to this day, I continue to make things this way. My Tiger King song has been seen by over 250,000 people in 5 days. And while that's not a Lady Gaga numbers, for a guy who writes for the theater who isn't Lin-Manuel Miranda, that's a pretty good number.
Yeah.
And it just came out of my head as like, let's do this silly thing. And granted, it's with a very famous lady, Kristen Chenoweth, but she's my friend. And I'm sure any young people, you know, you make friends with talented people, go to make shows with them.
Well, I can certainly consider you a friend, and I greatly appreciate you coming here on the podcast to share with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, that does it for me and Andrew. Join me next week when I talk to Hannah Ellis and Michael Kilgore. I'm Patrick Oliver Jones, and this is Why I'll Never Make It.